is the Yark's Connection on 90.7. I'm Becky Morgan. Coming up on this week's program, we have an interview with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Robert Olin Butler. He'll be talking about his latest book called Severance. Throughout the fall season, I've talked to dozens of arts organizations as they were beginning their new season. Well, due to several technical problems over the last few weeks, I've been unable to air several of them, so we will continue that series into the new year. And hopefully by the time we're done, some 50 to 60 groups will have been represented. Part of what I hope you get from this is not only an overview of all the programs planned for the coming year, but a sense of the energy at each organization and what makes them unique and what they are excited about. We have covered the entire listening area of 90.7 from Volusia County all the way south to Polk County, and today we'll hear from one of the many cultural treasures in that county. But first, Broadway in Orlando is about to make a dream come true when The Lion King finally opens here in Central Florida. It's taken 7 years to get the show here because the Bob Carr wasn't equipped to handle it.
If you only knew what Disney did to get that show to the Bob Carr, it sounds ridiculous, but it really probably wasn't worth it financially for them to come. But, you know, they realize that Orlando is a wonderful market, and it's their home. It's their hometown. So they moved mountains to bring the show here. And I think it'll be the show that people talk about for years to come.
Ron Legler is president and CEO of Florida Theatrical, the nonprofit that produces the Broadway in Orlando series. Perhaps you're already among the thousands of people who have bought tickets to The Lion King, and if not, time is running out. It opens next Thursday and is probably the most anticipated show ever to come to Orlando. Ron Legler believes that The Lion King is the largest and the most daring show that will ever come out of Broadway.
It breaks so many technical rules, so many, like, just it's just an amazing show that will give you chills from the minute you sit down to the end. You know, some shows you sit down, I'm a little bit ADD, so I get, you know, I start looking around. The Lion King's one of those shows that when intermission comes, you can't believe it, and then when the end of the show comes, you just want more. It happens so fast. It seems like the time that you're there is minutes, and it's one of the most amazing visual shows. It's one of the most amazing heartfelt shows, and it lures you in, it captures you, and it keeps you on a journey to the end. And then when it's over, where normally people get up and start running to get their cars, and people are so amazed that they sit in their seat. They stay. You know, they listen to the last overture, they sit and clap for the musicians down below, and they don't want to leave. So it has an amazing capturing aura around it that has been selling out the world.
The world, but not Orlando. At least until this year, when Disney decided to undertake the renovations needed at the Bob Carr. Because of that ongoing problem, perhaps no one was more happy to see the plans approved for a new performing arts center than Ron Legler.
The county and the city haven't spent money on a performing arts center since 1927, when they built the Civic Auditorium, which wasn't really a theater back then, but more of a gathering place. And the Bob Carr has been retrofitted and re-retrofitted and really just is sort of an old and antiquated building. One of the main proofs of what that means to the community is that when you kind of attract a show like Lion King and it takes 7 years before we're able to get it, just because the show doesn't fit, the show has to be reworked, it has to be changed from what it originally was on Broadway to accommodate a show like The Lion King. It just goes to show you that we're not keeping up with the rest of the cities in the country. Almost every city in the country has gotten The Lion King. We actually have to remove over 250 seats in the Bob Carr to actually accommodate the very opening, which is called the Parade of Animals, to allow that to happen. So, you know, it's a huge expense that Disney is going to have to undertake in order to bring the show here, just because our facility isn't really to the quality that they need.
Lion King isn't the only thing that has passed Orlando by. We won't be seeing Wicked anytime soon either. But there are several reasons the Bob Carr is overlooked by tour shows.
If you can go sit in for 4 weeks at the Broward Center in Fort Lauderdale, which is a state-of-the-art venue that constantly gets updated and renovated, it makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. It's just the comfortability of the show, because it does stay for so many weeks. is a huge factor when they go and do the tours. And, you know, just the surrounding area, the available hotels, the quality of the hotels, the quality of the restaurants, the quality of life for the cast when they come to the city is certainly a factor. And then the other factor is that, you know, Broadway shows, because they're so expensive to bring in, the success of a show is based on the seating capacity. And, you know, right now, Orlando, you know, the price goes up when a big show comes in because it's so expensive. But if we had an additional 300 seats, it keeps the price more solid, because now you're selling 2,800 seats per performance instead of 2,400 seats, and it keeps the price lower because the more seats, the capacity and the gross potential goes higher. So, you know, a Broadway show doesn't even break even in Orlando till it hits about 85%. So the margin of profit is very small for, you know, especially a show like The Lion King that costs over $1 million to produce each week.
And with a 5.5 week run, that adds up to well over $5 million. But ticket sales are going well. According to Florida Theatrical Association, there are still seats available for many of the December shows, but the best seats are to be had in January after the holidays. But all told, 120,000 people will see The Lion King during its 5.5 week run. Perhaps you're sitting on the fence thinking, well, it's just a stage version of the movie. Ron Legler says that is not the case.
By any means, don't think you're going to come and see bobble-headed, you know, sort of cartoony-type characters. This is a very powerful production. I mean, it is certainly wonderful for kids, but even more wonderful for adults. It's one of the most amazing shows I'll probably ever see. And it'll be around a lot longer than I will in this industry. It's one of those shows that will just tour forever. And there'll be a new audience, an old audience, it's a show you can see over and over again. You can't possibly get every piece of it in one time, you know. And we have season ticket holders that actually have bought, like, tickets for these friends that are coming in December, these friends that are coming in January. You know, it's certainly a non-traditional Christmas time show, but I think it'll be probably one of the best Christmas gifts you can possibly get anybody.
Ron Legler, President and CEO of Florida Theatrical Association. They are the presenters of the Broadway in Orlando series. You will also have the chance to meet Lion King cast members as part of FTA's educational programming.
You know, we do so many different programs through the year. Discover Broadway, we have technical programs that allows people to come in and see them, load in the theater. All of our educational programs are free to the public. They are all available. If you go to floridatheatrical.org, you can see the programs. We use Barnes & Noble as one of our partners, and we do all of our programs there for the Discover Broadway, and you can meet the cast. We work with LA Fitness, and they do, like, how the cast stay in shape. So they'll come and they'll do workshops in yoga and workshops in all kinds of good exercise and things like that. So there's all these opportunities to interact with the cast while they're in the city, and we welcome them. They're always free to the public, and we welcome everyone that would like to come to join with the cast for it. So
the cast of The Lion King will be at the Barnes & Noble on East Colonial and Bumby on Thursday, December 14th from 5 to 6 p.m. And if you're interested in a technical observation on future shows, contact the Education Department at area code 954-626-7842. After The Lion King, there will be a special production of Rent in February, Sweet Charity opens in March, and in April, the new Tony Award-winning musical, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Bringing in newer titles like this is an area Ron Legler has tried to improve.
We have worked very hard to put Orlando on the map. We're currently number 12 out of 52 markets in the United States. We fall under our partner, which is Broadway Across America. It's a Live Nation company. And what that is, it's an umbrella of national touring shows. Each year that we sit down, we try to develop our season. We work very hard with Live Nation and Broadway Across America to secure some of the best titles that we possibly can. And I think that because I was a booking agent before I got to Florida Theatrical, I kind of got here and realized that Orlando seems to get overlooked sometimes by some of the newer more exciting titles. And I think we've worked really hard. And this is one of the first years that you can see a lot of the things that are coming are just coming off Broadway or still on Broadway.
And that's the case with Putnam County Spelling Bee. Again, that opens in April, but the Broadway in Orlando season ends in May with a classic, although it's a new production of a classic, Lerner and Lowe's Camelot with Michael York. We'll hear more about those productions in future editions of the Arts Connection, but coming up this Thursday, it's the much-anticipated opening of Disney's The Lion King. It runs through January 14th. For information, call 1-800-448-6322 or see the Arts Connection website of WMFE.org. This Sunday, a Central Florida art museum will be featured on national TV. Breakfast with the Arts is an Emmy-nominated program on A&E. It airs Sundays from 8 to 10 a.m. And this week, an exhibit at the Polk Museum of Art in Lakeland will be highlighted. That exhibit is James Michaels' Passion for Paint. Michael spent many years as a successful commercial artist until 1980, when he changed directions and became a fine artist. He has created a series of large sepia-toned and black-and-white oil paintings, one of which is in the Polk Museum's permanent collection. That one is called 15 Men, and museum visitors recently voted it as their favorite piece in the collection. The exhibition brings together 15 large-scale paintings from the series. Daniel Stetson is the director of the Polk Museum of Art.
He is very well known for these figurative paintings. He's also done pop pieces, too, that are more, they're colorful and humorous and characters. These are ones where they are done in black and white, primarily grisaille, but they're larger than life size, so the paintings will be 14 feet long and wide, 12 feet, and it's a group of figures that sometimes have symbolic and sometimes even religious meaning in them, but they're men in suits. It's a very dynamic kind of world.
This exhibition by James Michaels will be featured on the cable channel A&E this Sunday morning on their Breakfast with the Arts program. Also at the museum, along with the Michaels exhibit, is one by Gary Bolding.
Gary is actually from DeLand. He teaches at Stetson University, and he does some very realistic pieces. Like you see an example here where it actually, he's barbecuing. That's a self-portrait, and he's got a hot dog, and it's in flames. But then there's Dagwood peeking into the picture, and somebody shooting a bow and arrow, you know. I mean, very complex and kind of suburban in some ways, but very funny pieces. I like them.
The Polk Museum of Art is in Lakeland. For information, call 863-688-7743, or see their website, polkmuseumofart.org. Finally, as part of our season preview series, I always ask directors what's new and exciting for their organizations. Central Florida Cultural Endeavors has been enjoying a brand new venue this year, now that the News Journal Center has opened in Daytona Beach. I spoke with General Manager Eric LaRiviere.
It's a great venue with 850 seats. The acoustic is very good. So you're now able, as a presenter, to bring a more important number of artists with some profile. For instance, that's why we're bringing this year, again, the Moscow Chamber Orchestra, which has been here before. We love to work with them, and they're going to be with Alexander Kubrin. He's the winner of the last Van Cliburn piano competition. The Juilliard String Quartet, which was not here, I mean, they were here maybe in the 80s. So it's a long overdue of coming back to Daytona Juilliard String Quartet. And also that allows us to actually work with more chamber orchestra, and we're going to have the Austrian Chamber Orchestra. And their series is completed with the great violinist Sarah Chang in a recital, so her very first recital in Daytona.
Those are the highlights from the classical series, but it's just part of what CFCE offers. They are the organization that brings you the biannual Florida International Festival. That will be coming up next summer. But during the rest of the year, they have another series called the Encore Series, which brings in the favorite groups from the Florida International Festival. In December, each of those series will have a holiday concert. Cantus, the acclaimed male vocal ensemble, will present An American Christmas next Friday, December 8th. And on the following Friday, a Christmas concert with the legendary Preservation Hall Jazz Band. The festival encore series also features the Irish band Gaelic Storm, Noche Flamenco, and some amazing collaborations, one with guitarists Sergio and Odera Saad performing with the Turtle Island String Quartet, and in February, Chick Corea teams up with Bella Fleck. There's also a five-day cultural festival called the Mystical Arts of Tibet, and we'll hear more about that in February. For information about the programs offered by Central Florida Cultural Endeavors, call 386-257-7790. Well, more events are coming up next on the ARCS calendar, and then after that, Katie Ball is back with a look at the band Lucero. They're on a national tour, and they're coming to Orlando next week. Stay tuned. This is 90.7 NPR News and Classical Music. I'm Becky Morgan.
Here's this week's arts calendar. I'm Judith Smelser. In music, the Orlando Philharmonic and the Orlando Chorale present Handel's Messiah, conducted by Christopher Wilkins. Performances are Friday night at 8 at UCF, Sunday at 4 at Celebration Community Church, and Monday at 7 at the Lounge Shakespeare Center. The Brass Band of Central Florida will give two free holiday concerts at St. Luke's in Oviedo on Saturday at 2 and 7. And the Advent Candlelight Procession at the Cathedral Church of St. Luke's in downtown Orlando is Sunday at 6. In theater, Lake Sumter Community College presents A Christmas Carol, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Playwrights Roundtable presents 6 Degrees of Santa, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 at the Jewish Community Center in Maitland. Jesus Christ Superstar is at the King Center in Melbourne, Sunday at 3 and 7. And the Sands Theater Center has added a performance of Dickens by Candlelight this Tuesday night at 8. These plays open this week, The Foreigner at Theater Winter Haven, Fruitcakes, a Holiday Cabaret at the Winter Park Playhouse, Mother Courage and Her Children by Bertolt Brecht at Seminole Community College, The Taffetas with the Bay Street Players in Eustis, The Musical of Musicals, staged by Jester Theater Company at the Centroplex Garage Studio Theater, A Tuna Christmas at the Osceola Center for the Arts, What's Wrong with This Picture at Daytona Playhouse, The Snow Queen at the Starlight Theater, presented Sunday afternoons and Monday, Tuesday, and Friday mornings by Florida Children's Repertory Theater. And a slapstick British take on the classic Cinderella is at the Helen Stairs Theater in Sanford. In dance, the Russian Ballet of Orlando presents The Nutcracker this weekend. A free performance is at Lake Eola Saturday night, and there's a Sunday matinee at Winter Springs High School. In film, the Brouhaha Film and Video Showcase is Saturday and Sunday at the Enzian Theater. And the Holocaust Center in Maitland presents the film A Letter Without Words, Monday at 7. In visual arts, the McRae Art Studio's Holiday Open House is Saturday from 6 to 10. Painter Joe Sinclair will give the final lecture in the Poets and Painters series Wednesday night at the Harris House Annex in New Smyrna Beach. The 28th annual Christmas in the Park in Winter Park is Thursday beginning at 6:15 with lighted turn-of-the-century Tiffany windows on display outdoors at Central Park and music by the Bach Festival Choir. These exhibits opened recently: the Osceola Crafters Holiday Gift Gallery at the Osceola Center for the Arts, the Miniature Pieces Show, a juried competition at Arts on the Park in Lakeland, the Black and White Show at the Ridge Art Association in Winter Haven, and Millennia Fine Art has moved to a larger space on Lake Destiny Road in Maitland. Currently on display is an exhibit of glass sculptures by Duncan McClellan. Finally, these exhibits close soon. Beaux-Art of Volusia is at the Peabody Auditorium in Daytona Beach through Wednesday. Stetson's Juried Student Art Show also closes Wednesday at the Duncan Gallery of Art. And Out of Darkness, the Contemporary Revival of Early Photography, closes Thursday at the UCF Art Gallery. Many more events can be found online. Log on to WMFE.org and click on the Arts Connection logo. For the Arts Connection, I'm Judith Smelser.